The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
The next time you head out of town, protect your vacation investment with tripinsurance.com. You can save up to 40% on comparable plans from the other guys. But find out for yourself. Get a free quote at tripinsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the tripinsurance.com studios aboard Princess Cruises, Ruby Princess, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doug Parker. Thank you so much for making Cruise Radio a part of your day. You heard it. We are aboard Princess Cruises' Ruby Princess as we're cruising with a cause this week. Yeah, on a five-night Western Caribbean sailing, Princess Cruises has teamed up with the American Heart Association, and we are bringing it all to you. You have an all-access pass to all things American Heart Association and Ruby Princess, starting with the fabulous cruise director, Lee, from, well, right up the road, Orlando, Florida. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So, Lee, what makes Princess Cruises so distinctive, and what makes it stand out from the other brands out there?
Well, I can tell you, first of all, we have one of the highest crew friendliness ratings than you could ever imagine in a cruise line. And I think what that comes down to is Princess treats their crew members better than any other cruise line I have ever seen, and I think that rubs off on the passenger. Next, I'd have to say are the exotic destinations. We go more places to more exotic ports than any other cruise line you can imagine.
How well has this 4- and 5-night itinerary been received with all the passengers?
Incredibly excellent. The purpose of it was to get people aware of the Princess product. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're getting. We're getting up to 40 to 60% of the people who have never traveled with Princess before coming on, looking at our ships, looking at what we have to offer, and saying, wow, I need to come back.
What makes Princess Cruises, in your opinion, so appealing to a first-time Princess Cruiser?
To the first time, again, when you first get onto the ship, from the time you leave, the service and the friendliness of the crew are just tremendous. And people, especially our repeaters, we have some of the highest repeaters of any other cruise line in the industry. And that's because they keep coming back because they feel like family. And I think that is something that when you can create that family atmosphere, no matter how many times you've been on a cruise, and we see like our most traveled passenger on this particular cruise you're sailing on. I've known her now for 7 years. She knows when my son was born.
Right.
She knows, she's seen my son run around on the ships. And I mean, that kind of thing. And we just before this interview, actually, I caught her in the hallway and we just started talking like old friends. And it's that kind of thing that people really attract to in this brand.
Doesn't she have like over 1,000 days at sea or something like that?
1,300.
Wow.
And that's like, what, almost 4 or 5 years
yeah.
at sea. That's, you know, almost more than me, I'll tell you.
Well, we were talking about families, and we're seeing this big shift in multi-generational travel, especially in 2014. Can you touch on Princess's kids program?
Oh, goodness. We have partnered up with the California Science Center so that when kids come on one of our cruises, they actually get an opportunity to do projects that are, you know, specified by the California Science Center. We've got a wonderful kids center. And the idea of it is just like with my son. I mean, my son is 5 years old now. He comes on the ship. And as a parent, there is nothing more than I like to hear of, Dad, can I go to the kids center? Because then mom and dad go, it's date night.
Exactly.
And that's exactly the great thing about our kids center. They have such a staff. They have such a wonderful program up there that the kids want to go up there and they feel like they've been enriched as well.
Very good. Well, I know you're very busy, but before we hop here, can you talk to us about all the food options on the ship here? There seems to be so many, and so many of them are just so delicious.
If you can't find something to eat on this ship, there is something
exactly.
wrong with you. I mean, we have something for everyone, from, of course, the burgers, the pizzas, and all that fun stuff, to the fine cuisine you would expect at some of the finest restaurants around the world. And, of course, you eat in one of our steakhouses or Sabatini's or any one of that, then you really find just choice meats and just a wonderful array of just, I mean, fine cuisine. So yeah, we used to always say you gain a pound a day, and that's pretty much what it is. You know, it's an old cruise ship joke. I've only been in the business 21 years, but our old cruise ship joke, of course, you know, you come on as passengers and we take you off as cargo.
Nice. I saw you have a crab shack on here, which I guess is fairly new to Ruby Princess. Is that a specialty restaurant, just which is all seafood?
Every time I hear it, it takes everything I have not to sing Crab Shack,
exactly.
Baby Crab Shack. It's something brand new to Princess. We're now just starting it, mm-hmm. and it's Alaskans.
The legs are huge.
Snow king crabs. I mean, you can't go wrong with this stuff. And I mean, if you like those kind of things, for that price, you'll never find it on land. You cannot find, that kind of quality of food with that kind of service and atmosphere anywhere on land. You won't find it.
Well, Lee, thank you so much for hanging out with us. He's the cruise director aboard Ruby Princess. Have a good evening, man.
Thank you. And, look forward to all your listeners coming on. And if you ever come on one of our ships, please come say hi. We always love to have you.
We're here aboard Ruby Princess with the Chief Medical Officer for Princess Cruises, Dr. Grant Tarling. Dr. Tarling, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What does the position of Chief Medical Officer entail? Like, what kind of duties do you have?
It consists of two main areas. One is really looking out for the medical centers on board all the ships, and that includes all of the staffing, the supplies, the pharmacy, radiography, and so forth. And the other component is public health. So I take care of all public health requirements for the ships, which are really in conjunction with the standards and guidelines produced by the Centers for Disease Control on vessel sanitation. So that includes everything from water, food, recreational water, potable water, and so forth.
So you're in charge of all the hospitals on every ship, so it's pretty much like you're running a bunch of small hospitals from corporate.
Correct, yeah. So if you look at us as more like a hospital-type system, where you've got a multitude of hospitals all over the in remote locations, every ship in our fleet contains a medical center, and within that medical center you have both an inpatient and an outpatient area. The outpatient area most people are familiar with because they come in for their various minor complaints. However, we got quite a robust inpatient area where we've got up to 3 intensive care wards per ship. We have incredible capabilities. We can do over 50 lab investigations all within 15 minutes. So, you know, even some of the heart parameters of whether you're having a heart attack or not, we can run all those lab tests within 15 minutes. We've got full computerized radiology on each ship, which also has a satellite link up to a consultant radiologist who does the reads for us. And of course, we've got, 300-400 different types of medications that we have to stock on board the ship because we can't just run out, as you can imagine. So this whole thing is really like running a medical centers remotely.
Wow, in the sailing we're on right now, Princess Cruises has teamed up with the American Heart Association. How did you put this program together?
Yeah, this actually is the first cruise ever that is fully dedicated to heart health awareness. And we put it together with American Heart Association because, quite frankly, there's very few other institutes out there that have the capacity for, education of population and health awareness and also research that the American Heart Association has. So we put this program together with them because, first of all, health is such a common theme throughout the entire human species. Every single one of us here has either got a health issue ourselves or has family, friends, whatever it is, has a health concern. So this theme is very universal for everybody. And the other main factor that we try to get across here is not only raising awareness of heart disease, but also to give people and empower them to have knowledge to make different lifestyle choices. And those lifestyle choices are what we've been doing with all the various celebrity speakers and guests that we've been having on the ship.
Very good. We've been talking to Dr. Carlin. He's the Chief Medical Officer here with Princess Cruises. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio, Doctor.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Hanging out on the Ruby Princess with Al Royce, with the American Heart Association, part of this Cruising with Heart program. First off, Al, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Well, Doug, thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
So, first off, this is the kind of the inaugural, if you will, of Cruising with Heart with the American Heart Association. So, for our listeners who may not be too familiar with it, kind of explain that to us.
I appreciate it. As you said, it's our main voyage on this. It's an innovative and new way that it's a collaboration between Princess Cruise Lines and the American Heart Association to see if there's some way to provide programs on board a cruise that can do two things, that can raise awareness and educate people on the steps they can take to live longer and live healthier lives. And number two, to raise some funds to help support the many programs and the research that the American Heart Association does to help you live longer and live better.
Because I think we both know a cruise is the land of all-you-can-eat food and buffets. So what programs did the American Heart Association put on for this voyage?
Well, we had a well-renowned New York City chef, Chef Mark Anthony Bynum, join us, and he gave a couple different talks on healthy eating, healthy cooking, and actually had a cook-off demonstration on the last day of the cruise mm-hmm. with the ship on different meals you can prepare. So we had a lot of discussion on what healthy cooking and healthy eating. We also had programs on healthy exercise. We had a heart walk on board the ship. I think it's probably the first time ever.
Yeah.
But we did a number of different things designed to help people understand and implement what we call the seven simple steps mm-hmm. towards longer and better heart health.
Very good. Al Royce with the American Heart Association. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and good seeing you.
Doug, thank you very much. Appreciate being here. Have a great cruise.
Thank you, my friend.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer, if you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Very good. So we're hanging out here on Ruby Princess with Barry Vaudrin from Cruising Authority, found at cruisetalkshow.com. Did I get that right?
You did. Yes, sir, Doug.
Very good, man. First off, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to cruise with you. We've done a lot of cruises together, and this has been a lot of fun.
You're a first-time Princess Cruises passenger, as well as I am. What were your first impressions of the product?
I wasn't sure exactly what to expect. I had a good idea what Princess was like. I've seen and been on many of the ships, but I was pleasantly surprised. Let's put it that way. The food has been excellent. The service has been excellent. The ship hardware is amazing. I love the decor. I love the nautical feeling around the ship. So, yeah, I think Princess has really exceeded my expectations. They've done a great job.
One of the things I was impressed with on this sailing is the balcony stateroom, because to me, the walk-in closet just does wonders. Because, you know, normally most cruise ships have a closet you have to open up, but that leaves a three-way jam. It blocks the hallway, you can't come into the cabin, and you can't come out of the bathroom.
You know, I do like the idea of the walk-in closet just as you're entering the cabin, your stateroom. The staterooms on this ship are a little bit more, they're a little bit more of a square rectangle shape as far, they're not as long or deep as some of the other cruise lines or, you know, have their staterooms laid out. But no, I thought that it was very good. The cabin is very comfortable. Our balcony is huge. You know, the one thing, Doug, that I still don't quite understand, and it's, I think this is very unique to this class of ship with Princess, are the way the balconies are like on a wedding cake. Mm-hmm. So you can actually look down and you can see people on their balcony below you.
The food on the ship has been amazing to me. We got to check out the Crown Grill Sabatini's, which is the Italian restaurant on here. Crown Grill being the specialty steakhouse. Main dining room, International Cafe, which is the free complimentary food 24/7. Really, really good there. Have you got a chance to check that out yet?
I did. And Doug, did you ever try some of the pizza on board?
I did. And so Princess Cruises is kind of known from USA Today as being the best pizza at sea. And I think they my palate might agree with that.
I think the pizza was great. The nice thing about being on Princess and eating pizza on Princess is that you feel that Italian element to it. There's an Italian spin and feeling to the pizza and also the food and the decor, and you have many Italian speaking officers and crew, and it's just really a nice environment.
So Barry, I just asked Sherry this a couple of minutes ago. If you knew someone who was going on Ruby Princess, friend, family, whatever, what is one thing you would tell them you could not leave or do not leave the ship until you've done this? It could be anything at all. What would you say?
To actually enjoy the excursions, enjoy the pizza, enjoy the international cafe, go to the shows, swim in the pool, go to the spa. The biggest thing, I think, is the Lotus Spa on board has these thermal beds and fantastic steam rooms. Those are things I would say do not miss when you go on the Ruby Princess.
And your wife is sailing with you, Terry. And Terry, you had a spa day. And so I'm not a spa person. I'm very ticklish, so I haven't made my way up to the spa yet or down, wherever it is. I don't even know where it is. What did you think of the spa?
Oh, I love the spa. The spa was fantastic. It's very typical, very relaxing. You just completely unwind. Mm-hmm. And that's what the spa does. And you can go to some amazing steam rooms and aromatherapy. It's really great.
Very good. Well, Barry Vaudrin, God bless you, man. Always great talking to you. Found at cruisetalkshow.com. You had the Cruising Authority podcast there as well.
Doug Parker, thank you so much for having me on Cruise Radio.
Okay, that'll do it. Thank you so much for making Cruise Radio a part of your day. If you want to find out more about Cruising with Heart, just head to cruiseradio.net or check out our pictures and articles on Facebook, facebook.com/cruiseradio. A big thank you to Karen Candy and Princess Cruises Public Relations for helping us line up all these interviews and all that good stuff. Couldn't have done it without you, so thank you so much, Karen. And don't forget, we have an app. Just check out Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store. Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com mobile studios aboard Ruby Princess, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio. Cruise Radio is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/travel show. Over 150,000 titles to choose from, delivered straight to your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's audibletrial.com/travel show.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. For advertising opportunities, email sales@CruiseRadio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.